Well, I invite Professor Mario Mota. Professor Mario Mota is professor of ophthalmology in Rio de Janeiro, University of Rio de Janeiro. He'll talk about alternative treatment in retinopathy of prematurity.
So meanwhile, I would like to thank you, the organizing committee, and Miguel Bonnier for the invitation as a speaker in this very important meeting. And I remember when I first met Miguel about 15 to 20 years ago in Porto Alegre during a round table on retinoblastoma. The first thing that came to my mind was, este é o cara, this is the guy. And the time showed that I was right. So let's begin with a brief review of retinopathy of prematurity, because I understand that most of people don't deal with this disease. So ROP is a disease that affects developing vessels in premature babies. And pediatricians consider premature babies that born with less than 37 weeks of gestational age, and in twins, 36 weeks. And there is an interruption of retinal vessel development, which can cause retinopathy induced by ischemia. And the international classification divides retinopathy in stages from 1 to 5 and in grades of severe, increasing severity, and the disease leads to bilateral retinal detachment in some cases, and zones from posterior zones to peripheral zones. The posterior zone is a more severe disease, and extension of the disease around the clock. Each clock equals to 30 degrees. And when there is a plus disease, that means dilation of posterior vessels, it means that disease tends to progress. And also is a hallmark that there is angiogenic factors inside the eye. Threshold retinopathy is considered a stage in which we have a 50% probability to have bad prognosis and 50% to involution without treatment. And because of this, the cryo-ROP, which began in 1986 and finished about 1990, showed that the cryotherapy to the avascular retina decreased this probability in 50%. So 75% have a good outcome. And years later, it has been proven that the laser could be done instead of cryo with better results. Due to improvement of neonatal unit cares, more and more very, very teeny babies are being alive. About 2 to 3 weeks ago, I treated a baby which was born with 375 grams. So it changed a little the spectrum of the disease with more posterior and aggressive disease that comes to the stage 1 to stage 5 without intermediate stage in a few weeks. This is an uncommon and aggressive disease. Sometimes you have plus disease, but you cannot see very well the fibrovascular proliferation. You have a flat neovascularization. It's not very easy to diagnose. You have to have this thinking in mind in very premature babies. And again, in 2003, it was proposed that these babies should be treated earlier. And nowadays, there is a guideline that if you have a baby like this in the type 1 pre-threshold retinopathy, you have to treat because the probability to go to retinal detachment is superior to 15%. If the probability is under 15%, you do only a close observation. So let's go to the case. This is a male baby born with 745 grams, gestational age of 27 weeks, that had two doses of oral surfactant due to pulmonary disease, which took oxygen for 41 days. With 10 weeks of life, the ROP progressed to stage 3 in the posterior zone 2 with plus disease. The fault is not from the case, but is very similar. And the baby was treated with confluent laser spots and avascular periphery in both eyes. About 10 days after, we did the observation, and the right eye had still plus disease, nail vessels, and some blood. And the left eye was beginning a temporal retinal detachment with a small temporal detachment. Because of problems in the video, I have to do this. And so I think I have to do this. I think I'm right. And here, I hope it. So, as you can see, first we'll see the left eye with retinal detachment. So, that's the scleral depression. You can see laser marks all around, no place for more lasers. And the gray area that you see at your left is a beginning retinal detachment. It's too anterior to lens-sparing vitrectomy. So I decided to put a band, 360 degrees around, to counterpart vitreous traction. And this surgery is not very hard, but we do a paracentesis because it's not possible to drain fluid in that situation. And by the end, you see if your band is well located. And in the right eye, as you can see, you have a plus disease, dilation of vessels, many laser spots, nail vessels, hemorrhage without detachment. And this tends to progress. I have no more place to put laser marks. So I decided, as has been done first in Mexico and in Portugal, to put anti-angiogenic bevacizumab in the vitreous cavity, 1 millimeter from the limbus to the ciliary body. They don't have pars plana yet. And you see the bevacizumab. And about 6 days after, I saw the baby. And as you can see, there is no more plus disease. It has gone. You will see some fibrosis that here. You can see some fibrosis and your left side, hemorrhage still. No more nail vascularization. And the baby went well all the time. Okay, let me come again. And that's, where am I? Here. Anti-VEGF drugs can be used in case of failure of laser therapy, but there are some concerns. This drug can go to circulation. We don't know, but it is a possibility. And can also induce fibrosis like it has been published in diabetic retinopathy. And the systemic side effects, the concern is this experiment is done by André Porte from Rio de Janeiro, and chicken embryo, the normal chicken embryo in your left, and in your right, the chicken embryo treated with the Avastin. And there is a tremendous problems in normal development. And nobody knows if it can happen in children, but the BOC-ROP study that is comparing laser versus anti-angiogenic drugs. Up to now has dozens of patients treated with no systemic problems. But up to now, May 2010, laser is still the gold standard in ROP. Any comments?
Mario, are you following the patient? You did the injection?
Yes. This patient has been followed for more than a year now with no problems in the eye or in the general health. Not problem.
Complications. I could see local
fibrosis.
Because the eyes are developing and fibrosis, but systemic complications, I would say,
very improbable.
And if you compare an anti-VEGF injection versus a laser that you do in multiple areas, the aggressivity of the laser in multiple areas should also have.
That is what Block Rob is studying. Yes, because let me show you one thing. Phase 1 ROP, you have an interruption of growth vessels due to hyperoxia during the neonatal unit care. You go, the VGF goes down. Then, with the metabolic demand of peripheral retina, you have an increase in VEGF. So, if you have an increase in VEGF, it's logical to put anti-VEGF. And this is not like diabetic retinopathy that you still is diabetic. This is a phase. It's about 40 to 60 days only. Then this goes away. So this is a good idea. But pediatricians and ophthalmic pediatrics are concerned about the possible systemic side effects. So it's not approved yet, but it seems a good idea.
Do you think yellow laser would be a good?
I don't think yellow laser makes a difference because the what laser does is to destroy ischemic areas. So you can destroy the yellow, green with red laser. You have to destroy areas that produce vascular endothelial growth factors. Well, thank you for the attention.
Well, I call Professor Brunier to finish the session.
Hey, incredibly, we are on time, and I'd like to invite all of you to come forward to take a picture of the group, because some of you are going to be leaving tonight, and in particular, I would like to say many thanks to Gonzalo Blanco, who is extremely busy, came here just for a day. Honors me a big deal what you have done, and I'd like to inform all of you that I just count the voting, and Gonzalo Blanco were unanimously voted as the first secretary treasurer of the Biopsy Society. Congratulations, Gonzalo. The votes for president are still counting because there is a recount. Apparently there was a problem in the computer system, and there's a leader in the voting, but we want to make sure that the vote is well counting, not to repeat the Florida experience that may end up in wars and all this. Therefore, we're going to recount the presidential vote, but we'll let you know tomorrow morning. Okay. Thank you, guys. Come over.
Congratulations. Thank you.